Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, December 11th. This is our next to last show for the year. We will do a show next week. I will do a show next week on the 18th. And then the week after that is Christmas. And then the week after that is New Year's Day. So there won't be a show. There will be a show next week. There won't be a show the week after that. There won't be a show the week after that. We'll do a little hiatus for the holidays. But that doesn't mean there isn't a lot to talk about. Holy mackerel. My goodness gracious. There is a ton of stuff to talk about. Opening with, it seems like every week somebody new comes out with something that we've been talking about here for a while. eMarketer lists its key trends for 2014. They've been detailing those over the last couple of weeks, a couple of days rather, sort of counting down their trends. And they have a big trend they've listed for 2014 that they call always on commerce. Now that sounds vaguely familiar. Sounds a little bit like what I like to say, it's all e-commerce, or what MIT Technology Lab said a couple weeks ago that we talked about, where people are beginning to recognize commerce happens everywhere. Now, I'm not teasing the e-marketer people. Well, I am a little bit, but it's all in good fun. But I really do want to call out, they said some really good things in their article, noting that, you know, smartphone use, this is a direct quote, smartphone use is more or less continuous, end quote. So obviously that drives huge volumes of continuous shopping for customers, and it drives huge volumes of data that savvy marketers can put to use. And one of the reasons why that's so critical, and one of the reasons I talk about this so much, is as eMarketer says, again, this is a direct quote from them, smartphones play a unique role as the fulcrum between digital and physical retail. And I think that's exactly right. I think that's such a key component to why mobile matters and why it's such a big part of this it's all e-commerce world, and will continue to do so. So, for instance, I talked, I didn't talk about this. I wrote a blog post last week called It's All E-Commerce Goes to the Mall that talked about iBeacon and how Apple is introducing iBeacon into all of its stores, as are a number of other people. Macy's is testing this. Other retailers are starting to get on board. And iBeacon allows your mobile phone to talk to systems in the store so that they can direct you via location to where you want to go. They can sense things like which direction you're facing, which store aisles you're in. So, I mean, if we think about it today, you've got a map that you can look at that says, here's where you are. And now iBeacon can say, here's exactly where you are within the context of the store, or if it's a hotel, you know, where you are in the resort or on the resort property, in a restaurant, which table you're at. I mean, the sorts of things that you can begin to do with this data get pretty darn cool from a marketing perspective, from a customer service perspective. And they're going to play an enormous role going forward in how you address customers and help them find what they need and, you know, direct them to the things they want to buy and potentially present offers that are very, very localized. Think about a resort. You know, we notice you're right by the pool bar. How about a special on lunch or a special on one of our frozen drinks? You know, in a store, hey, we see that you're looking at product A. We have a special on product B that meets a similar need. And you start to get into that in a good way, Minority Report-like form of very targeted advertising. Now, iBeacon is one of the things that does this, and a company called Estimote just got $3 million. So, I mean, if you want to follow the money, Estimote is clearly driving or gaining mind share from the people who want to fund this stuff. Now, one of the reasons that is because it's also a potential payment solution, right? If you have all your payment details on your phone, then it's a real simple thing to say, okay, let's go ahead and talk to the phone through the iBeacon and make the payment happen. And it may be simpler from changing a behavior than, say, NFC, near field communications, because you may not have to do much to make that happen, you know, scan your fingerprint or something, which is one of the downsides of any of these new mobile payment systems, in that they change what you always do, like taking out your wallet. Now, of course, Springwise has an interesting article that I'll have in the show notes that is being used in drive-thrus to make fast food payments even quicker. It actually uses EasyPass. It's being tested in Staten Island right now, 5 Wendy's in Staten Island. And it solves the wallet problem pretty easily. The wallet problem being customers today are used to pulling out their wallet. Well, they're also used to using EasyPass. So it's actually pretty simple. You know, a customer doesn't have to do much different than they do today. They simply drive through and boom, they've paid. Now, GigaOm hits it right on the head. GigaOm has a great article that says, you know, when trying to find innovation, look for the intersection of the physical and digital worlds. And that's exactly right. That's really what mobile is doing and having such a huge, huge impact on customer behavior. And it's only going to keep growing from here. For instance, Fast Company talked about the fact that nearly 1/3 of all job search-related queries now come from mobile. Your customers are shifting their behaviors so rapidly because of mobile and what they're doing today and what they're going to do next month and what they're going to do next quarter and what they're going to do next year is going to continue to shift in that direction. A couple of weeks ago, I talked about getting more web business now that it's all e-commerce. And last week's show, we talked about it being a very merry mobile month. You know, and in those, I highlighted some stats that 40% of all Cyber Monday paid search clicks occurred on mobile. And according to Google, I referenced this in a talk I did yesterday called Digital Marketing Directions, 3 Trends Shaping 2014 Internet Marketing and E-commerce. In the travel space, 100% of the search volume growth that's occurring this year is happening because of mobile. It's not happening on desktop. It's not happening on laptop. It's happening on mobile. Now, since I brought up Google because of the data, I think it's important to talk about what this data is providing the bigger players, the folks who I call AgFam, Apple, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft. And yes, I've said many times, IBM and eBay and Yahoo and people like that are just sort of outside the loop because they have so many of the pieces too. But there's incredible information being gained here and incredible learning going on. For instance, Facebook has hired a deep learning expert to lead its artificial intelligence research lab. When people talk about big data, what they're really talking about is things like machine learning, having the machine be more predictive of what you do. IBM calls it cognitive computing. And, you know, it's something we used to call software agents, where the software anticipates your needs and actually does something before you even ask it to. Now, we've already seen that with things like Google Now, which one article that I'll link to in the show notes already refers to as a psychic app, right? This is an app that's already anticipating what you need And Google's done a very, very, very good job of that. But we're just beginning to scratch the surface. In fact, Gartner has new research, and they predict that by 2017, so just 3 years from now, because we're going into 2014, 3 years from now, your smartphone will be smarter than you. Which, you know, in my case, doesn't mean it has to be all that smart, but, you know, for many people, that's going to be a pretty smart phone. Clearly, the point there being that it's going to be very predictive. It's going to know what you want before you even ask for it. And there will be the opportunity. Again, this is something we used to call software agents, where the phone or the technology will do things on your behalf based on what it expects you to ask for, which is a really, really cool concept. Now, one of the places where that begins to get exciting is things like robots and technology. And I know this is starting to range fairly far afield and not so directly related to marketing, but, you know, there's a great New York Times article on Google putting its money on robots and having Andy Rubin, the guy who started Android, the phone business, now working on robots for the company. Most people don't know this, but Google actually is conducting tests where it's warehousing immense amounts of product for people for quick and easy delivery. And much like Amazon has shown their drone concept to use drones for delivery, Google may try to do the same thing using self-driven cars and maybe robots to carry it right up to your door. Now, if you think that sounds really science fiction-y and really crazy, it probably is. But bear in mind that Bloomberg has a great article talking about the fact that VCs, venture capitalists, are actually betting this will occur. They're putting their money into it now. And that's really telling. When the VCs are willing to put money into something, it's a pretty good sign that it's not as far off as you might think. And that's really one of the big takeaways, is that you have an immense amount of data from your customers. And you can get even more if you're using mobile correctly to learn about what customers do. And you can use that data to drive your decisions and drive how you solve your customers' problems so that you can anticipate people's needs and ideally lower your costs while doing so. There's an interesting write-up from a man named Irving Loudsky Berger, and I probably have butchered his name. I will. It's irvingwb.com or blog.irvingwb.com, where he talks about a lot of companies are really falling behind the consumer in their use of technology. And clearly that's something you want to avoid doing for your business. Being mobile-focused, focusing on the needs of your customer as they're moving ahead faster and faster is a challenge, but it's a very doable thing. And people like Google and Facebook and Amazon and Microsoft and Apple and eBay and IBM increasingly are providing you the tools to do that, as well as many other smaller competitors. They're giving you the tools that allow you to compete and help your customers do that. And I think that that's going to play a huge role in where you go as you move forward. I've talked about this plenty of times before. My presentation, The Truth, How the Social Local Mobile Web Affects Sales Online and Offline. The presentation about today and tomorrow and the changing customer journey. And something I talked about on the podcast a few weeks back, how there are some secrets behind It's All E-commerce for 2014. And how all of those things are going to drive for more branding opportunities for the companies who get it right. So as ever, I'm going to link to a lot of that in the show notes, all of that in the show notes, and I would encourage you to check them out and start thinking about how do you apply these in your world? How do you focus on responsive design that answers your customers' questions? How do you begin to gather the data necessary to understand what your customers' needs and offer them solutions that fit that? I wrote a post maybe Monday of this week that talked about the fact that you don't have to go all the way to big data to help your customers. You just have to start applying the data that you have today in a better way and in a smarter way. And I would absolutely encourage you to do that. So check out the show notes on timpeter.com/podcast. And, you know, think through how you can use those tools and those techniques to help your business as you move forward into 2014. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are running out of time. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up for today. But as ever, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so thrilled that you're here. And I want to remind you that you can subscribe to the podcast at timpeter.com/podcast. Or on your favorite podcatcher like iTunes or Stitcher, just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks or Thinks Out Loud. And of course, you can email me by sending an email to podcast@timpeter.com with any questions, comments, concerns, or other thoughts that you may have. One last thing. I always say thank you for everything you do. I thank you for listening. I also wanted to let you know that I want to thank those of you who nominated us for a podcast award, nominated Thinks Out Loud for a podcast award. We didn't make the finalists, but it's just such a thrill that you nominated us all the same. So I'm going to wrap up for this week. Reminder, we will be back next week, and then we're off for the holidays. I hope you have a great rest of the week, a fantastic weekend, and I'll look forward to talking to you real soon, right back here on Thinks Out Loud. Take care, everybody.